česta muzika. Vsak torek od 8 do 9:30 zvečer.
Dobar večer in lepo pozdravljeni v oddaji Šesta muzika. Na tvoj pravzaprav začenjamo z malce nenavadnimi komadi, tole je iz kompilacije Crookling Dub Consortium. Dolga leta nazaj je bila zadeva izdana, naš kolega Daniel Mežan je teh stvari na Radio Študent za rolov neskončno veliko. Tudi seveda na radiju ima založba Word Sound, pri kateri je bila ta kompilacija izdana veliko tradicijo. No, in ko smo že ravno pri založbi Word Sound, nato imamo en velik privilegij, da smo v studio dobili dostavljena dva zelo pomembna akterja te založbe, Spectre in pa Sensational. Njih verjetno poznate ne samo kot poslušalci Radija Študenta, pa tudi kot obiskovalci Kina Šiška, kjer bosta nastopila v petek skupaj z Berlinčanom Paulom. Nocoj bomo z njima opravili en krajši pogovor, zavrteli bomo nekaj komadov, predlagam, da si poslušamo prvega.
It's all cool with a boom bit magnificent. My flow genius, my sign Libra, a whole way sensational. I move it with a groove to it. My Dutch steam, well I kick this hot shit. Got the scene situated. It takes a zoner, the zone on my zone. Zone deeper than that. Talk back to the rhythm, that muddy conversation. The ink paper factory is exquisite. When you smell it, it's a clue. I'm booted. This tune, the boom. Keeping the traditional freak rhythm spinning. Another round over here. Party in progress. I'm booked from flows like this. Sensational. I be keeping you seeing the vision that I'm kicking. Ripping chunk of bliss. Hits that go like this. Pro lingo. Green light go. Yeah, I sizzled on microphone with my flow. I'm known to rip like this. Get the bliss twist. Sensational. Stay on the next page. Here we go. For sure. Our rhythm is for the party people. Keep it doing it like I do. When I say dotted, I mean scripted. Hot pick is the usual shit. I bounce in the spot. That's how I rhyme.
Yeah, you know what it is, man. You know what time it is. Broke up the weed, proceed. Sensational revolve. A boom like this. 48-hour shift. Gifted. Swinging from line to line like this. A hit that don't miss. Exclusive to the mix. It don't shut down, but it shut down. Take it there. Trippy on the drums. Chunky with the blunts. My biz is the freak like this. The pitch is sensational and stereo. Blowing your zone. Watch it, buddy. What are you tipsy? Yeah, I am. Catch his rhythm.
Takole torej nazaj v studiju z Sensationalom in pa Spektrom. Od zdaj naprej bomo pač preklopili na angleščino, tako da se morate pač prilagoditi novim okoliščinam. Hello guys, sorry for the introduction, it was in Slovene, people need to know what's going on.
What up, what up, what up, what up, this Sensational up in here.
So how are you guys?
Chilling.
You're in Idrija, if I'm not mistaken. In the middle of the hills somewhere, stationed in Slovenia.
That's the hillside vacation spot for now. So nice up there.
So what you doing? Just chilling out, recording something maybe?
Well, you know, we're right on the middle of this European tour. We've just come from Germany and Amsterdam, you know, Holland, Belgium, and now we're headed south through the east. You know, first time in Slovenia, Serbia is next, Hungary after that, and then back to Germany and finish up the tour.
To tell you the truth, you've been a long time coming to this place, because
Indeed.
Like, yeah, yeah, definitely. Because the first time when like compilations like Crooklyn Dub Control Tune came out and stuff like that, you were really, really huge here. So in a way, you have a huge following. So it's 10 years too late.
We didn't even know. You know? It's like, in fact, the only reason that we came through this time is because our tour manager, Mott, lives in Idria. So, you know, we've heard a lot about it, and we're definitely excited to check it out.
Did you see the place where you're playing?
Not yet. It's an old cinema, right?
Yeah, it's an old cinema that's been renovated. It's kind of a center for urban culture now. So it's brand new. It's got everything. So you're kind of privileged to play there so early on. You'll be amazed when you see it. Did you know that Prince Paul is on the same evening?
Yeah, it's too bad that we can't jam together, you know? That's our people, Prince Paul. So whatever the case, I think we're going to try to connect with him, either, you know, see his show or whatever.
Maybe you could invite him to your show and then you can crash his show later.
But I heard that his show is going on late, so and they're not going to start it till ours finishes, so I think you should be able to catch both.
Great. Which is always the case, you know. You don't have many concerts and then two concerts happen on the same night.
Rains and pours, right?
Yeah. So tell me, what's going on with Word Sound? We kind of lost track in the last few years. What's been going on with the label?
You know, we've always been doing stuff, putting out records, but the whole problem is the distribution end of it kind of broke down, you know?
You had the EFA?
Right, yeah, in Germany. Yeah, you know, this was the biggest independent company in Europe, and they went down, and a lot of people went down with them, you know? But we managed to stay afloat, and we're still doing it here. You know, we never stopped doing it, so... And always coming with new shit, always coming with new vibrations, you know?
Because listening to you to his new stuff, it's like really, it's nice and old school, like kind of like the early days. So you must be quite exciting,
but
production-wise.
Like, right now, behind us, we can hear the new shit. You know, this is the new Spectre and Sensational Acid and Bass. This is what we're pumping right now, and it's really not even out yet. You know, we just finished it, and you're gonna be hearing a lot of material from this album at the show, you know.
Okay, should we hear this track?
Sure.
Do you remember which one it is?
Can we rewind it? This is the Grand Imperial.
Yeah. Let's just put it on from the beginning.
Featuring Black Chameleon too, from Brooklyn.
Okay, let's hear it.
And Sensational.
About the mention, a flow like mine, genuine style, celebrating all the time. You know the same from Rick James, Brooklyn, where I got the name. It's sorted with torture, smoothed it out too sensational. Swap the market with the Jungle Brothers, the old Saint Pamphlet, and been Grand Imperial ever since. I nature to my natural flow to grab you, hypnotic you, beat bounce on some boom shit. I'm always on the topic, hot spot, man, a rocket. I'm a crowd exciter, and I can't get away from it. Both sides of the fence making sense, adding up the 100 straight like that. Cut the check, broke out your neck, that's what I get paid for. Got it in the pocket, don't reach, you can lose it. Let me hit you with the chorus, you know what this is.
It's the Grand Imperial, crown material, king of all kings, we do the unbelievable. Grand Imperial, crown material, king of all kings, we do the unbelievable. Grab the beat by the neck, put the bass in the headlock, till the trimmer can't breathe. Roll up my sleeve with these half-ass MCs, thinking they can't get ripped like Buddy Lee. You better watch for the hook like Murphy Lee. I spaz on the beat like Jack from The Shining. I don't gotta be hard for me to get violent, but guarantee you gonna feel it just like Hamlet. Bass in the chest just like the Hamlet. Grabbing the pound, leave him down like an omelet. Honest, Spectre connected like Vonage. And sending heat is beyond it. Grand Imperial, yup, we are on it.
I'm the king to the swing, got my studio bumping, stay on the path, cash getting, cash spinning, draft, sketch, not sweating competition, the hit on this,
It's major, sensational, into the bounds. I swing like this, come about, no doubt. Check the blitz, you on the right floor. The bass coming from here,
cause over here, it's the Grand Imperial. Crown material, king of all kings, we do the unbelievable. Grand Imperial, crown material, king of all kings, we do the unbelievable. Yes, I'm on www.fuckthebeatup.com. I am the bomb, heartbreak kid like Sean, raping the whole track like nothing's wrong. Hits like Barry Bond, shuffling up the song like I was Ray Kwan. Chinese a rap, here to eat cats, get cheese and chase these raps. Off the map of rap, kings are here, Grand Imperial in the fair. Days are sunny like Cher, cause their new leaders right here. It's our minute, our time, and now, yeah, I swear. The moment for kings. Sunshine, the king shall rule. This is the Grand Imperial.
Yeah. Ok, nazaj smo z Spectrum in Sensationalom in ravno gledamo King Tubby on the screen. Was he your legacy? Was he like your influence?
King Tubby, all the early Jamaican dub masters, you know? Because that's really where we got the dub from, you know? Mm-hmm. So all of that stuff, very high power.
Did you have the sound systems in New York?
Oh, yeah.
When you were kids, like, could you listen to that? But was that happening on the streets?
You saw jams in the park and stuff like that, right?
Oh, for sure.
How was that? I mean, was it like a block party style thing?
Yeah. It was like block party, just party in the streets like they party in the club these days.
Mm-hmm. So they played what? Dub, reggae?
Pretty much everything.
Everything, yeah. Because that's the unique thing about the sound system. They played everything.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, that's the beautiful stuff. Okay, we listened to the new album by you guys. Tell me how it came into being. How did you record it? Who made the beats?
Well, you know, Spectre and Sensational has been, you know, collaboration for a long time. But this is the first time we actually put it down on an album, you know? Because I've known Torch for like 15 years now. So a lot of music has passed through those years, you know? Mm-hmm. So we finally thought it was time to put it down in one in one pill, you know, that you can just pop.
Mm-hmm.
Drop that acid and bass, throw a little bass in the mix, and come out with some banging shit.
But you used to make your own beats, didn't you?
Yeah, I still do.
Out of scratch? You still don't sample?
Yep.
That's good. How do you come up with new beats? I mean, it's got to be a process, like a mental thing, you know, making beats over and over for so many albums.
I go with like, you know, my vibe and how I'm feeling. You know, probably roll something up, you know, chunky buds, and spark it up and enter the zone.
Mm-hmm. So what gear do you use, basically?
What gear?
Yeah.
Whatever's in my reach.
You don't have like a studio, a home thing, like?
Somewhat.
He can make music with anything.
Yeah, pretty much. Because I heard you made the first album like talking to the headphones, basically.
Yeah, no doubt. I was on a note. Getting it done. Let's get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Only if necessary. Let's get it done.
Yeah.
Word.
Mm-hmm. Would you call yourself like a tech freak?
What?
A technical freak? I mean, just following stuff all the time, getting new equipment? Or is it just, as you said, yeah, whatever you get your hands on?
Yeah. I never really did slip into that zone. It's like, you know, because it's like, I guess they got Pro Tools these days. You know, I remember the 4-track.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have my first jump off was, I think it was a 4-track Tascam. Where did I get that? Did I get that from your skids?
Nah.
Oh, I think.
He used to sample.
Where did I get that from?
He used to sample with the Gemini mixer, right? Like 4 second sampling time.
Nah, that wasn't a Gemini. That was a Newmark.
That must have been a ton of work.
My boy, after Jack Tripper from the Jungle Brothers put me on that. That's what's up.
Was it easier to do stuff back then, or is it easier now when it's full on computers and stuff?
It depends what you got. Me, honestly, I really don't like that. Like, you know, like the computers, like the programs, like, you know, in the computers. I like the hands-on experience, like a regular, you know, drum machine, MP, a table, you know.
Trackboard.
Trackboard.
Big trackboard with a lot of lights and a lot of knobs on it. You know? Big rack of effects.
You know?
Yeah, so it kind of feels like an instrument, basically.
Of course, yeah. It is. Mixing board.
What about yourself? Do you use computers a lot?
Yeah, I gotta say, you know, I've gone to computers in the last couple of years just out of convenience, especially touring. You know, it's just a lot easier. But
I can get into it. You know what I'm saying? I can get into it. I don't get it twisted.
But really, it's more. You know, the process is not as important as just doing it.
You know?
It's like you use whatever you have to get what you need. You know.
Yeah, that's what that's what I'm from.
You mentioned you were touring Germany and stuff like that. You still have a lot of people listening to you in Europe?
Yeah, Europe is definitely, you know, has always been a pretty solid foundation for us. Mm-hmm. And also Japan, you know, we've gone to Japan a lot. We're going right after this tour to Japan, so that's cool. And just still doing it, you know, still doing it.
What about the States? Is it just centered to New York, your stuff, or is it like all across the country?
Pretty much, you know, everywhere really. There's pockets of, you know, freaks everywhere.
Because, you know, when you talk to like DJs from Detroit, like techno DJs, they always complain how there's no people listening to them in the US. Especially the black DJs, like they tell. We only have the white public in Europe, that's it.
Right.
And they're always complaining about how no one's actually listening to them at home.
But it's like, you know, everything's happening everywhere. It's like, you know.
Exactly.
It's like one of my lines, one of my rhymes, it's like, I was like, the party don't stop. Who told you that? Missed it. You know? Just catch that. I said, the party don't stop. Who told you that? Missed it. Basically, they wasn't there, but, as you know, it was going down. It's still going down. Word.
Is it showing in New York, club-wise, with the club nights and everything, with the recession and everything?
What'd you say?
Is the recession showing in club life and
everywhere,
and gigs and everything?
Everywhere in America, everywhere in the world, really. You know, we all in it together, basically. You know, it's like you can't really distinguish between stuff like that now, because we come here. And, you know, it was even tough to book this tour this year. You know, and we had a few last minute cancellations too. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, because generally you get reports about not so many people coming to shows and stuff like that. So that's also happening in the States.
But, you know, people need music in these times, man. Yeah. This is the best thing that we have, you know. It's like we've created so much ill shit on the planet, but music is one of the more positive, you know, things that we've created. So definitely. That's what we got to stick to, you know. Mm. Tune into that frequency.
So you're gonna stay with it as a label? Did it hit Word Sound?
Well, you know, honestly, Word Sound is just like it's beyond us. It's just like a virus that's infected other people, and like they're carrying it now. That's how I see it. You know, it's like it's just passing through. You know, it's like nothing's ever meant to last forever. You know, it's just like. We've been here, we've been adding on, and now it's like, you know, other people have taken that example, and they're doing, you know, so it's like.
But you know what? I know what you meant by that question. Yes.
Tell me.
It's going to rock like that forever. I understand what you meant by that question.
Tell me more.
Well, basically,
You was like, yo, what up with World Sign? Yo, I like that World Sign, you know what I'm saying? World Sign, I like how y'all come, I like how y'all do, and keep it up, and keep it rocking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, because I see Crooklyn was reissued, and stuff like that's coming out. You're having new stuff out, there's a tour, there must be something happening. That's it, you know?
Well, the way I see it is, it's always been happening. Yeah, you know, yeah. even when Word Sound wasn't around, so it's like it's just like a certain wave, you just catch it, you know, and that's what Word Sound is. It's not even a label to me. It's never really been a label.
Yeah,
you know?
yeah. How did you guys come around to Word Sound? I mean, how did it attract you? Was it like stuff around Bill Lawswell, any other like influential figure that kind of got you to it?
How I came around Road Sound is like I met Skiz and I like his style, what he was doing, and he was letting me do my style, whatever I feel, what I do, and that was like a nice concoction. And to me, I think Word Sign is an interesting label. I think it's a label.
There you have it.
I just want my homie Skiz to know that, you know, the power he started with this.
Yeah.
It's like I know the spark. You know what I'm saying? That's why I was like, you know. I appreciate Word Sound. It's like, you know.
But was it easier to do such like an operation like Word Sound in the 90s as opposed to the new millennium?
Yeah, definitely. You know, how everything happened, it happened at a certain time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that was that time. And this is like a different time now.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing it differently now. That's what I'm saying. It's like, I don't think it's not even about labels anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it's like now with the internet and, you know, all the new means of communication, technology, people are connected directly. You know, MySpace.
Yeah.
You know, you're connected directly to the people you want to be connected with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can tune in right now, anywhere, anyone worldwide. And I think that's a positive thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it took like the whole music industry to collapse.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, for that to happen, and to me that's a good thing. You know, it's like
because you're one of the few that actually thinks like that. Because everyone's complaining about we don't get any money,
right?
Because the record sales are down and stuff like that. People are downloading illegally and stuff like that. But in a way, it gets artists out. Do tours and do DJ sessions, do like radio shows and stuff like that, which is for the listener, it's much better because you get the live experience, which
exactly.
is always better than the record.
Exactly.
So, okay,
right
okay.
Right on it. You know
okay.
what I'm talking about.
We're going to talk about the Friday show after the next track.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sensational stuff. Yeah. Acid bass for the whole yeah. band, you heard?
Yeah. Another one. I always come raw, so this is not off going. Sensational, that's what we booked you for. So this bottle of Henny is for me, correct? Swinging the subject, I broke it. Microphone checking, cashing. Rolling up blunts in a chunk of bliss fashion. Yeah, I'm in the mix, you know it's a shakedown. And it goes down like this, follow me on this flow. Sensational, keep it in situational.
Stop.
Turn this up, boom it out. Got the scene, my type of thing, literally. On it like a pro, don't fake us. Is your focus blown by the blunt?
Doozy, baby.
You're gonna make me crack you, aren't you? Come on.
I'm fly, landed on the beat like a flight from the universe. Pitch got flow, boomeranging in the dough. Hitting hard like this is the daily routine.
Damn, a nigga got fucked shit, huh?
Stop.
Takole, nazaj smo v šesti muziki z gosti založbe World Sound, v petek, naj vas še enkrat spomnimo, nastopajo v kinu Šiška skupaj z Berlinčanom Štefanom Betkejom, znanim tudi pod sinonimom Paul. Okay guys, we said we're going to talk about the Friday show. What can we expect from you on Friday? What are you going to play? What are you going to rhyme about?
Well, you know, I'm be, you know, being sensational, you know. Doing like, you know, the new material, ass and bass, you know. Just doing things I've been up to. Prime material, sensational, you know. Just doing what I do. Enjoying the, you know, the sound system.
I hope it's good. Venue. I hope it's good, because last time I wasn't so satisfied, but I'm sure they repaired it. In those days, but it's the beginning. It's a new club. It's a new place, and you know it's all got its mistakes, and then they repair it, and it's better.
Cool.
So it's gonna be some serious testing on the bass with you, especially your stuff probably.
Take a little trip to the other side, you know. Definitely.
So there's gonna
bass terror invasion.
There's going to be three acts. The third person isn't here now.
Yeah, our man Mental Nomad is going to be opening up the show. I'm sure people know Mental Nomad. He's put out like three albums on Word Sound. First one was Metallica. And he's joining us straight out of Osaka, Japan, where he's been living for the last few years. So he's got some very ill vibes. Then myself, Spectre the Ill Saint, and performing with my man Sensational together.
So you're going to be doing the beats and he's going to be rapping.
Right.
So making the record together, did you have any influence on the lyrics? Obviously you had some influence on the beats. So do you suggest some lyrics to him also?
Not really. I did the beats, he did the lyrics,
and that's it.
It was just very easy. You know, that's how we always work. So it wasn't anything different, you know. I don't know why we waited so long, actually, to do an album together. Because you know, we've collaborated a lot over the years, but and also Sensational has been doing a lot of collaborations with European artists, you know, all over the map, from techno to whatever, you know. So we finally decided to get it together, and we're pretty happy with it. So.
Do you know Stefan Betke? He's the guy who's
Pole,
on Pole. Yeah. Do you know his stuff?
Of course.
Like it?
Of course. I've known him for a while, actually, as a person. So it's been good to see him again.
Because he's got a like Word Sound and your artists, they have a take on dub music, and he has a completely other take. Like he's deconstructing dub and making it new all over again with all those filters and all those crazy stuff he does with his machines and
that's
everything.
That's what dub is.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It's like
it's a principle, basically. Yeah.
Exactly. So many different approaches, you know.
Are you gonna try jamming together? Is that also in the plan for Friday?
We'll see what happens. You know, we'll see what happens in the mix.
Nice. So what gear are you using on Friday? Is it just the basic concert gear? Lightweight?
Yeah, computers, turntables, mixers, effects, chaos.
And lots of... Do you tend to improvise when you play live? Is there a chance to improvise?
I mean, that's really what it's about, right? We have basic tracks, but then it's, you know... effects and turntables, voice, you know, everything on top of that.
Mm-hmm. And Sensational, do you make it up as you go?
Somewhat.
How much of it is improvised?
It depends.
Like if for example when on Friday you end and you go to Prince Paul's gig, what would you do?
Well, basically, how can I put this?
Are you asking?
I'm a pre-recorded hit, regardless. So it's like, whatever I do, it's what I do. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I got that natural shine. You know what I'm saying? I be about that natural shine. So it's like, I do what I do. I don't want to look at it like that. Like, you know, I'm not a standard 1, 2, 3. I mean, I'm like, what? Started on 20. Well, then think about numbers. I'm not, what is it, conventional? What's that, like a conventional way of doing things?
But that never was the case with you guys anyway. So.
For real. So it's like, actually, like, you know.
Okay, should we listen to the next track? Are we still on with Sensational and Spectre? How many tracks do we have left? Mikro. Three tracks. Should we stick with this album? Should we go on to the next one?
Let's mix it up.
Yeah, let's hit with Spectre. Okay, with your stuff. All right, let's listen to the first track.
Ooh, I am high as a cloud, soaring like a bird through the sky. If this music, if the sound, I get down, I get up, because I'm high.
I'm the amp, that bullshit, potency on the frequency, them bottles of Henny, it's that dizzy shit, spaz on the rhythm, once again, this is how it go, sensational, I'm on the path, worth more than cash, I make amazing shit. Fast. I got the chips that come with the dip, evolve around originals. 1-8-9-5, my live shit's stable, blowing spot on my world. Professional flow, sold out, well cooked, my rhyme book, something in it. That's the business, demonstrate the buzz, chunk of bliss. Put a highlight on my flow, yeah, like, got you in the trance, my dope style in advance. Big up to my homie Vans, OBF got cash coming. My Texas structure by the bliss, to rip like this. The beat got produced by Skiz, the bump like this.
I'm so high, so damn high, like a cloud in the sky, like a bird that's so high. In the sky, high off the music.
I got flow, blow smoke casual, step in the party and party, saucy mode, that's a uh-oh, lights flow, caught the rapture, and it go like this, get into it, intricate, sensational, in the studio, with the rhythm situation, lacing you with the actual path 10, bullshit happening, do it up. That's what it is. I twist Brooklyn up, legit for the needle to the wax.
Jano, but what? I and I do. Don't deal with violence. I and I is peace, Rasta man. I don't steal, cheat. You see, I man serve. It's the last year I continually. No matter what the weak heart say. And I know that I and I is like a tree that planted by the river of water. And not even the dog that piss against the wall of Babylon shall escape this judgment. For I and I know that, I and I know that all of the youth shall witness the day that Babylon shall fall.
To the scientist to do the research.
Death is a force of nature, da. But just like lightning, the righteous face it every day and pass it by. But those with evil in their hearts fear it. That is why there is no need to slay the wicked.
Just lead them to face death and they will perish.
I came, I saw, I see. And I tried to tell the children of Jah that they killed my brother.
And the good Lord said, love thy brother than thyself, and everything will be made possible unto you.
Take a conscious man to deal with her.
Yeah, Jah. What you teaching the youth them today?
Not my teachings, Jah. But those of the higher force.
Okay, we're back into the studio with Sensational and Spectre. That's your record we've been playing now. Tell us a little bit about it.
That's from the last album, Internal Dynasty. I think it was like it's the seventh Spectre album.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a little Jimi Hendrix. Mm. My man Jimmy on guitar.
Okay, we were talking about the future. Like we were mentioning people touring for to get the crowds moving and stuff like that. Is World Sound actually issuing some CDs anymore? Because I heard somewhere that it's going to become just a net label nowadays. Or is it wrong information that I was reading?
Well, really, what we're trying to do is, you know, we have Word Sound Digital, which is the download operation, and in conjunction with that, we try to do a vinyl release.
Mm, yeah.
You know, when funds permit.
Yeah.
You know, so do a limited release. Like my last album, Internal Dynasty, is available on vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a European partner that does the manufacture of the vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
Toolbox Records in France, big up. And hopefully they'll be doing the Acid and Bass soon too. Mm-hmm. The Acid and Bass vinyl.
Because all across the place I hear it's tough to put out vinyl because it's not rentable. It doesn't pay. It doesn't move. But that's basically the soul. You know, the vinyl used to be the soul of the music.
For sure. You know, the DJs and the heads, you know, still need that wax.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
We will supply it, you know.
Ooh, yo, this is a classic right here. Ooh, this is one of them jump walls I used to be writing to. This is zoning out. This thing. Ooh, this joint right here in the background. Ooh. Yeah.
Should we listen to it?
I don't even know what this is.
Yeah.
Let's put it louder. We'll be right back. Okay, we're back. This is from the Crooklyn Dub Consortium, from the compilation. Every time I think about word sound, there's one person that comes to mind, which is Bill Loswell. He was really huge here also, not just because of word sound, but because of stuff he did previously and after that, and he's big with the jazz crowds and stuff. So what's your relationship with Bill?
Well, I met Bill, you know, basically when I first came to New York. I was a journalist, and I interviewed him, and the interview turned out to be like a 6-hour just hanging out with him conversation about music, you know. Mm-hmm. So I didn't really know about Bill before that, but then when I found out all the things that he was into, we kind of clicked. We became friends. I found out that his studio, Greenpoint, was like 5 minutes from where I lived in Brooklyn. So I used to go there all the time, and I met a lot of people through Bill, you know, a lot of serious musicians and just ill people, crazy people. And that's where I met Sensational, at Bill Laswell's studio.
Cool.
And we've always, you know, Bill is a very cool human being, you know. Fuck the music, he's like a top quality human being, you know. He's helped out so many people, so many artists in his time. And yeah, he used to let us use the studio, you know, for free all the time. Amazing studio. Imagine like an analog studio with old Neve board from 1968 and every piece of outboard gear you could think of. And you know, the place was like the Starship Enterprise, you know. It's like, took some serious voyages there for sure. But Bill is, you know, I'm still in contact with Bill, and he's working with Doc Israel in the new band, Method of Defiance, which is like a live drum and bass outfit. You know, so we're all still doing our thing, you know, and we're all still in contact. You know, Prince Paul as well. In fact, most of the people on Word Sound are really my friends. You know, they're not really. It's not like a label artist type relationship. You know, most of the people came that way because they were friends of mine first. Yeah. So it's like, that's important. You know, it's like a family in a way. You know, that's why I don't even see it as a label. You know, because it's like, and Bill is definitely, you know, I call him the Colonel. You know, because like we'll follow him into battle anytime, you know.
Sure. Yeah,
behind a big.
Sure. How did you meet him?
I met Bill Laswell through the Jungle Brothers. At the time, I was with the Jungle Brothers, and they was working in Bill Laswell's studio, the Starship Enterprise, You know, Bill was pretty cool, yo. Like Bill.
Did you know at the time that he was like one of the grandfathers of hip hop? Like, he was the person that actually made it happen, helped technically introduce like synthesizers and stuff like that to people who actually wanted to make hip hop.
I knew about Rocket, which obviously was huge. He won a Grammy Award for it, you know, him and DST. But I didn't know the scope of music that he was involved in, because basically, as far as any artist I know, Bill has touched every type of music, you know.
Yeah.
And he does it with respect, and he does it with, you know, it's not like he's a vulture of culture. He uses people, you know. He works with like the top people in any type of music. So you gotta give it up to him for that, you know. And then at the same time, he works with the, you know, tons of underground people too, like us, you know. Like, who were we, you know? Who was I when I stepped up to him? You know, he really did more than he had to do, you know. So I'll always, you know, respect Bill for that.
How do you think he finds the time? I remember one year I was counting the projects he was involved with, and it was like a ton of stuff, like 50 CDs or something. It's really humongous. How do you think he finds the time? How would you find the time to do so many stuff?
Well, well, when you are natural, you know, you were natural.
Hey, listen, if I had a studio like that, I wouldn't want to leave it either.
Because sometimes I have a feeling that everything he does it in the first take. It's just such talent that he just makes it and it's a record. It's brilliant. It's out there. You know, stuff like that. Do you have a feeling that you can do that with your own stuff after all these years of producing? And
that's how I always do it, really. I mean, you know, I like to say that I don't create music. Music creates me, you know, because really, I'm not there when I'm in the studio. I'm not in this dimension. It's a whole other dimension. Dimension of sound, you know. And I'm just another instrument in that, you know. That's how I look at it.
Okay, I think it's time to play another track. Which one do you want? Spectre and Sensational or just Spectre?
Whatever you got.
Whatever. Mikro, what do we have?
Yeah, let's... Dynasty. So you got the internal... Is that the internal Dynasty?
Yes.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, let's have one more.
I'm like, you know, 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 I'
This is Mental Nomad. Tell me a little bit about him.
Mental Nomad. He was in the movie Crooked, Miss Sensational. He played the character Zane, the ill saint. As you can hear, he's a real interesting producer. He's mental with it, Mental Nomad. And he got how many albums he done dropped already? He dropped a...
He got three albums on WordSound, two of them on WordSound Digital.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I've known Mental since like the late 90s. You know, he's like another New York fixture on the scene, you know, making ill beats.
Mm-hmm.
Ill rhythms, as y'all gonna hear and see.
And we went to Japan for the first time in like, what, 2002? And Mental just like completely vibed with the place, and he ended up staying in Japan.
Just like that?
Yeah, that was like what? That was like a while back now, you know, this was 2002. So we just reunited now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've seen him over the years, you know, every time we go to Japan. But we just reunited now for the Crooked Redux tour, you know, because like Sensational and Mental Nomad were the stars of Crooked, which was our movie that we did back in 2001. I don't know if people here are familiar with that, but
they got the DVD.
Mm-hmm.
But after that,
well,
I don't really know.
It's available now. You can get it on Amazon. Mm-hmm. And there's a site called Create Space too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they burn a copy of it. And we just remastered the sound, and we cut the movie a little bit. You know, we cut a little shorter, trim some of the fat. So it's you know, now it's almost like a cult movie, because it's like 9 years ago we did this, 8 years ago, and it really captures a certain, you know, time that's like that's gone now, a certain era that's gone now. You know, so it's like almost like a snapshot of that time. So it's cool. A lot of people are in it too, like Futura 2000, the old school graffiti artist. You know, Anti-Pop Consortium is in it. You know, I'm sure people
the early days.
Yeah, a lot of people in it. PM Dawn, Prince Paul, basically all our people. You know, all our people in New York.
Was that a big step to make a movie? I mean, not everyone can do it. You know, you just decide one day and make a movie. I probably was a big investment also, a lot of work and a lot of stuff.
Yeah, but you know, we were kind of rolling at the time, and that seems to be like the next step, you know, to give like a visual aspect to everything that we had been doing, you know, because really, we haven't even done a lot of music videos, you know. But we wanted to step more into that arena, you know. Mm-hmm. But Crooked, we just like went from nothing to like a feature film, which was pretty cool. I think if I look back on it now, maybe I wouldn't have done it like that, you know, because it was pretty crazy. You know, we shot the whole movie in a month, and it's all shot on location. You know, the cast is huge. You know, like something like, you know, 50 people. All of them non-actors, all just real people playing themselves, you know. So it was pretty ambitious, but we pulled it off, you know. And you know, when you look back at it today, it still stands up, you know, and it just captures a certain you know, a certain era and a certain zone too. You know,
who is putting together the film? Did you get a person that would like do the directing, do the editing?
I pretty much did everything, you know. I had a real editor edit it, but you know.
But you had the ideas, you had the thing in your mind.
I actually, it's a script, you know. I wrote the script. I directed it, you know. I produced it, you know. Did a lot of music for it, as did all the other WordSound artists. And then this friend of mine, who's a professional editor, I edited with him.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it was a cool experience, you know. It was like, it was basically like film school 101, you know, but in a very concentrated time.
Would you do it again?
You know, that's what I was saying, like, if I knew what I knew now. No, but it's, you know, I think you got to do something like that once in your life, at least, you know, total guerrilla style.
Yeah.
I mean, we were doing chases on the subway with no permits or anything, and, you know, sometimes we had to really run because the cops were after us, you know. And then also I remember a couple of scenes where we had shooting, you know, it was like fake guns and everything, but we just did it on the street. On the low, but I don't think you could do that today in New York, even, you know.
Was it that pre or post 9/11?
This was pre 9/11.
Yeah, that's because if,
like,
they saw
now,
guns,
you couldn't do
after
anything
that,
like that, especially like on the subway and stuff like that, you know. So yeah, New York is a lot more paranoid now, you know. But
yeah, it was crazy.
Did you have any previous experience with movie making?
No, that was it. That's what I'm saying. That was film school, you know.
Shit.
But I've made a couple movies since then. You know, I did a Word Sound documentary, WS50, and it's a DVD, WS50, and the documentary is called The Greatest Thing You Never Heard, and it features all the Word Sound artists. And then I just came back from Brazil last year, and I made a movie about new music in Brazil. You know, it's called Industria Brasileira, made in Brazil.
You had some records.
There's a compilation.
Music, yeah, yeah.
There's a compilation that I made, but it's a lot of the same artists, but also more artists, different artists who are working in different things, drum and bass, hip hop, dub, you know, but coming to it from a Brazilian perspective. So that's going to be finished when I go back.
Do you get in touch with, like, the karaoke funk and stuff like that?
Oh yeah, the Baile funk. Yeah, we interviewed a ton of people, but all the, like, the originators.
Yeah,
of that scene, like DJ Marlboro.
Yeah, he was here.
Actually. Oh yeah, in Slovenia.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? He told me that. Yes, I remember that. Yep.
He was really hyped about it, and it was a great gig. So, yeah.
And Mr. Catra, have you heard of him? He's like the granddaddy MC in Rio. You know? Yeah, we talked to Gilberto Gil, who was, you know, a legendary musician, but he was also Minister of Culture in the Brazilian government. I think he just left now, but yeah, so that's up on the plate next. Made in Brazil, the movie.
So what's so good about Brazilian music from your point of view? I mean, what's the catch in the music that excites you?
It's really the polyrhythms, you know. It's just the rhythms. It's all African rhythms clashing with Indian rhythms, clashing with European influence. There's so many influences. It's like such a mishmash of cultures, of people, and I think it's even more of a mishmash than the United States, you know. And it's a huge country, 180 million people, you know, and there's so many different types of people there. So that's, you know, obviously that translates into the music too.
Because in my taste, it's really hard to find something unique in music after all these years, you know, after hundreds and hundreds of years of music. It's hard to find something new, and Baile funk, in my taste, it's something really new because it originates in an environment that didn't have music like that before.
You know, like when you mentioned taste, you remind me of how out there we are. You know, how creative we are. Because my homie, the El Sank Spectra, he got a cookbook out right now. He got his
true.
Shit. He created this curry. It tastes real good. What's the name of it again?
That's my curry powder. I market a curry powder that I make myself.
It's a special blend.
Yeah, it's called Skizz's Original Sri Lankan Roasted Curry Powder. Because that's where my people are from, Sri Lanka. And I spent a year there recently, and I just basically focused on food. I wrote a cookbook of Sri Lankan food.
Cool.
And
so what's the way to make a curry?
Well, In my curry powder, I use 13 different spices, such as coriander, cumin, cardamom, clove, cinnamon, black pepper, fenugreek, turmeric, curry leaves, a little raw rice. I roast these all up individually, and then I grind them together. But you know, you have to know, you know, the right amounts of each thing to use, and also just the right way to roast it. So it's it's a special process.
So what would you use for a proper curry, like for the meal? What would you use then? Coconut milk and stuff like
that? There's coconut milk, you know, there's curry leaves, which is, I don't think they have that in this part of the world, because
they have them.
Curry leaves?
Yeah.
It's not like a bay leaf, it's a whole
No, but you have to order them from Germany.
Okay.
It's a process.
Are they fresh or are they dried?
Dried.
See, it's a whole different thing. Fresh. And also, we use a lot of chilies, hot chilies, you know.
And then what, chicken, beef,
whatever. We curry anything, you know. It's like...
This is the first time we're discussing food on my show. And I really like it.
I love food. I love it.
Because I make curries myself. I buy a mixture. I don't grind it myself.
I got to hook you up, my man. I got to hook you up.
Yeah, definitely. You know? where can we get your book? Is it for sale online?
It's for sale online, yeah. At this site called blurb.com. Mm-hmm. B-L-U-R-B. And the book is called Rice and Curry, Sri Lankan Home Cooking.
Cool.
Because this is folk cooking, you know. It's like, this is like home cooking. You don't have to be a chef to make this type of food, you know.
Yeah.
You just have to have the ingredients. But
so you cook for your family?
Yeah, we've been cooking actually last couple of days. We had a barbecue last night.
And I must say that curry tastes real good.
So it's not cooking anymore, it's crooking now.
That's the way to call it. Tastes real. So every time you was mentioning taste earlier, that just was sparking something.
Talking about your family, your friends, and people you're working with, is that circle expanding? Do you search for new artists? Do you tend to go out and search for new people you can publish and people you can work with?
I meet a lot of people on the road, on tour. You know, like I get people give me CDs, vinyl of their music. So I always come back from tour with a lot of stuff, make a lot of connections that way. Also through MySpace. You know, like I said, it's a great way to connect directly with people.
So you do get new people in?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or is it just... What's happening with the old circle, like Dr. Israel, people like those?
Everyone, like I said, everyone is still doing their thing, as far as I know. Like, people that I know directly are like DJ Olive. You probably know him out here. Roz Messinai, you know, Badawi. Yeah.
Bizarre, was it? No, they didn't make stuff for you. That was the LA Connection.
I know those guys.
But they had the same style, kind of, you know, like really crazy stuff, lots of Arab influences and stuff like that.
Anti-pop, I think they just put out a new album. We run into these people all the time. Mm-hmm. Last time we were on tour in Brussels, Belgium, we ran into Beans.
He's making a solo thing now.
So we know him from like way back. As far, you know, everyone's doing their thing. Doc Israel is, I think I said, he's working with Bill Laswell. And one person who's kind of moved away is Professor Shahab.
Mm-hmm.
He moved actually back to Iran. He's living in Tehran right now. So he's experiencing all the madness that's going on there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm getting a lot of... information from the inside, from Iran.
So it's a big family. Let's listen to one more track and then we'll slowly have to finish because our time will slowly be up. Mental? Or should we go for one more Sensational and Inspector? It's your call, guys.
What do you want to hear, Torch?
We've got 10 minutes left, man.
Let's have with some mental.
Yeah, let's have mental, and then we'll decide on some more.
Torej, nazaj smo v studiju z našimi gosti založbe Word Sound. Še enkrat ne vas spomnim, da jih v petek lahko vidite v kinu Šiška, se pravi Sensational, Spectre in Mental Nomad, v živo pred Paulom, se pravi pred Štefanom Betkejom, ki menda nastopa po njih, se pravi dober večer za dobirane muzike iz dveh strani velikega morja, se pravi iz New Yorka, iz Brooklyna in pa po drugi strani iz Berlina. Okay guys, so I just announced your show once again. Any last words for the listeners?
Big up to everyone in Slovenia. It's really good to be here, you know, for the first time. And we just hope you come out and check us out on Friday night.
That's what's up. Come out. Come into the zone. Let you know what to be. Sensational. The El Saint. Mental Nomad. Doing this.
Guys, thank you for coming over. Thank you for talking with me.
Respect.
It's been nice. We should play some more music, just to get people ready for Friday. This one's from your collaboration. Yeah, what's the name of the track again? I forgot.
What was that? Oh, do that a lot.
Do that a lot. Okay, yeah. Let's do this a lot. Bye-bye, folks.
My hits don't miss, no bliss. You get the flip side of my thoughts and they go like this. The potion get you open, rhymes I display come with a style. Meanwhile, tweaking his flows on some potion. With the being suggested, it went down how it went down. Get it understood how I rock like this. Rock the spot, I do that a lot. Get it hot, I do that a lot. Sensational, I do that a lot. This flow pro for sure, that a lot. Rock the spot, I do that a lot. Get it hot, I do that a lot. Sensational, I do that a lot. Rock the spot. Rock the spot. Rock the spot. Sensational, I do that a lot. Yes, I break it down. My fly style is ooh child. Beat bounce how I like it. Flow kick it how I like it. I delight it. Turn the page on the hit. It flip, legit, so bounce at this. Sensational, I'm on that shining time. You pop bottles, so I guess it's on you. I'm cool breeze like wind blowing Indo. For sure, sensational, I zone with the pro flow. Keep them speakers booming. Oh, 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 oh. Rock the spot, I do that a lot. Get it hot, I do that a lot. Sensational, I do that a lot. This flow is pro for sure, that a lot. Rock the spot, I do that a lot. Get it hot, I do that a lot. Sensational, I do that a lot. This flow is pro for sure, that a lot. I do 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 that a lot. Sensational, I do that a lot.
Yeah, I just stepped off my UFO. Ooh, the spot is rocking. It's that world sound heavyweight, sensational. Nice to have you tuned in, music shaker. Let me demonstrate this. Cooler from rooted, always total bliss. Just grows like this.
I'm gonna drop a freestyle track steaming. The airwaves down to Nicholas bass in your ear. My legal transmit, my tenant ain't rented. My production is a bump and function. I got that what it is, made it a biz. Clock loop while I'm snoozing. The party don't stop, who told you that? Missed it, I hit on them tracks. My money touch building plush. Easy on that dust, I party over here. Capture the rapture in the rhythm, dosing this. Original, jot on the paper, move it major. Yeah, I paid you, business is good. Crusader across the fader. I done bottle with Henny, call a frenzy. Nightlife in the underground. It's the Black Chameleon, roll up with the heavyweight. Situate the track, move it up like an elevator. I knew I wanted to rap ever since Sky Pager. You in the danger, you're perfect stranger. I'm making your body up like a coil. Grab the beat and limit on the 40. I keep it fresh so the funk don't spoil you. Japanese trips, Japanese chicks. With Wu-Tang tats, honey right tits. Smoke weed that I thought never exists. I'm in the club spinning 100 yens on Chris. The beats bang like Swart Tenega right fist. The kid from Brooklyn, I played in crooked. Thanks to my man Skiz. On the sin, back to handle this biz. We about to end this bitch. Yeah.
Let's go. We in the club popping bottles all the time. We in the telly popping models all the time. When we roll up, it's more than a dime. Can you see Chameleon and shine? We in the club popping bottles all the time. We in the telly popping models all the time. When we roll up, it's more than a dime. Can't you see Chameleon and shine?
For the effect of the sonic, oddest, I'm on time and flow genuine. Ladies, move your waistline. I roll them like it's a motion coasting. Grip the microphone in his own stational.
So who be facing you? I do what I gotta do, ain't no damn clue. You choose what you gotta choose, so we be ripping you. We hit the track, we bring it back. So where you live, I don't care, you read the track, it's just skiz. Holla, holla. Hala.
Šesta muzika. Vsak torek od 8 do pol 10 zvečer.